This week, we are continuing to think how we want to reset our lives in the light of this current crisis and in the light of the good news of Jesus. Namdi Maduka is going to speak to us about resetting money, resetting our financial lives. But before that, Sam Carter will bring us the Bible reading.
The reading is taken from Mark chapter 12, beginning at verse 41. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. This morning we are going to continue with our series in Reset. And today we will be looking at how we can reset our money. How we can reset the way we use our money, the way we use it in day-to-day activities, and the things that we think are of higher preference than others in the way we spend our money. This morning, in our reset, the only way we can use our money effectively is when we begin to discover that we can use our money as an act of worship. We can use it to worship God. Jesus stood very close. He was in the sanctuary watching as people go to the treasury box and drop their offerings. So does it mean that Jesus is interested in knowing what we give to him? Because most of the time when I put my hand in the basket, offering basket, it doesn't really look like God is actually looking at what I'm giving to him. But in this passage today, I have come to realize that God is actually interested also in how I use my money to worship him, how I use my money to perform acts of charity, to help people around me, to help my community. We can be giving, but the giving becomes more meaningful when we begin to see it as an act of worship. So this woman came to give. Before he gave, there were a lot of rich people here, there, who have given the best of what they have, large sums of money. But this widow came and gave two copper coins, which the Bible said is equivalent to one penny. But Jesus said something that really surprised everybody. Jesus said that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have been contributing into the treasury, especially the rich people who we are giving immensely, contributing large sums of money into the treasury. Jesus said, this woman has given more. Why? This is because everybody contributed out of the abundance. But this poor woman, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had. All she had to live on, she surrendered everything for the service of God. In God's economy, the least can be the greatest if given in gratitude as an act of worship. This widow understood that giving is an expression of worship. This is the only way he can give back to God, who has given him everything, who demonstrated his love for her by keeping her alive, making her to be knowing fully well that everything can be returned back to the source. So she has come to give back to the source. I remember when we were in the university, my father made a rule in our house that anyone who comes back must surely buy something for him, despite the fact that he's giving you pocket money. You have to dip your hand from that money he's given to you to spend a little on him. And it was a way for us to learn how to give to him. Now that we are living on our own, we find it so easy to attend to his needs. So whatever he says that he needs, everybody will be doing everything to make sure that we get that thing across to him, because we have learned to give to him. We have to learn to give to God. It doesn't come naturally. We have to learn how to give to God. We have to know that it has to be planned. The way we plan for our holidays, the way we plan for a lot of activities that we carry on, the shoppings, the clothes that we're going to buy, the best of them, the same way we have to always set apart a little bit for God. And that is why we have come to find a way to reset. We thank God for this church, in that a lot of people here have a very large heart, that they are supporting the work of God here as an act of worship, and we commend them. And today we are also beckoning on those who are yet to join to please see it as a calling, that God is calling you to use your resources to serve the Lord, to serve your community. Not just giving to the church, not just giving to the community. Even a lot of the charity organizations are suffering, especially now that the London Marathon, which is where a lot of these organizations, are sustained. Now that the marathon has been cancelled, many of them are struggling to carry on, So we need to find a way to support them. Giving is a hard teaching, especially in this current climate. But even in the midst of these challenges, we must never forget that it is an expression of worship. We have to be able to give to God who has given us everything. For God so loved the world that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. And so he has given us the best gift, and we cannot outdo what he has given to us. Why do we need to give to God? If he has everything, he is sufficient. He requires no gift from us. He is not served by man's hand as though he needed anything. However, we have to be consistent with divine revelation. We have to exhibit the spirit of generosity as God has already commanded us to do so. Moreover, there is a commission, there is a work which he has committed us to do. He said we should go out in all the nations and make disciples of men. That call requires money, and it is by the money that we give that we can be able to continue to reach out to the unreached. Also, most of the times, we might not be able to go by ourselves. A few weeks ago, Tear Fund came and they explained the kind of work they are doing in reaching out all over the world. So we might not be able to join Tear Fund in going all over the world, but our money can do that for us. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are being set apart for this call. And God is dependent upon us to see how we can be able to be a people of hope, a people that we will stand to represent him here now. We cannot afford to fail him. So, dear people of God, let's continue to give, support the work of God. Let's continue to open our heart to God, for he is able to sustain us. The more we give, the more we receive. And the more we receive, the more we are blessed. Every work, everything that we invested in the vineyard of God is a seed that will at last. We will never regret of being a partner in the work of God. Rather, we will always look back and reap the blessings which only God can give. Amen.